SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In this bulletin, three Israelis killed at the West Bank Jordan crossing. South Australia drafts laws to ban children under 14 from using social media. And in cycling, Australians Ben O'Connor, Caden Groves and Jay Vine all finished the Vuelta a España on the podium. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Three Israeli civilians have been killed in an attack at the Allenby crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank. The Israeli Defense Forces says the attacker was driving a truck from Jordan towards the crossing, then got out and opened fire. The shooter was then killed by security forces at the checkpoint that is used by Palestinians, Israelis, and international tourists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet it was a difficult day and condemns the killing.
We are surrounded by a murderous ideology led by Iran's axis of evil. In recent days, loathsome terrorists have murdered six of our hostages in cold blood and three Israeli police officers. The killers do not distinguish between us. They want to murder us all until the last one, right and left. The killers do not distinguish between us. They want to murder us, all until the last one. Right and left, secular and religious, Jews and non-Jews. What prevents the elimination of our people as in the past is the strength of the State of Israel and the strength of the Israel Defense Forces.
Meanwhile, Gaza's health authorities say the Israeli military has killed at least 33 Palestinians in Gaza, including children, over the previous 24 hours. And in Australia, the South Australian government has drafted a bill to ban children under 14 years old from using social media. This comes after a 276-page report by a former High Court Chief Justice, Robert French, was released yesterday. The law would require the social media companies to gain parental consent for 14 and 15-year-olds to use their platform. South Australia Premier Peter Malinauskas says the bill would create a systemic social responsibility on platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Consultations on the proposed regulations are expected to begin this week. If the bill is approved, it would be the first of its kind in the country. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets across France in a wave of anger at the appointment of conservative Michel Barnier as the country's new prime minister. The left-wing coalition, who won the most amount of seats in the recent election, prompted the protests by accusing the 73-year-old Mr. Barnier, with 5 decades of political experience, of stealing legislative elections. He was picked by the embattled centrist President Emmanuel Macron 2 months after snap parliamentary elections that threw the country into political turmoil. A member of the French Parliament for leftist Noop's party, Benjamin Lucas, has expressed his disappointment.
By appointing Michel Barnier, the President of the French Republic has decided to spit in the face of the millions of French people who turned out on July the 7th to vote in a historic election.
And in the United States, a nationwide poll shows Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, are effectively tied heading into the final weeks of the election. The poll conducted by the New York Times and Siena College has Mr. Trump up 1 percentage point, 48% to 47%, over Ms. Harris. The difference is within the survey's 3-point margin of error, meaning a win for either candidate in the November 5 election appears within reach. While the Trump campaign endured a relatively rocky stretch in the weeks after Democratic President Joe Biden dropped out of the race in July, the most recent polling indicates the core of his support base is not going anywhere. And in sport, in an historic day for Australian cycling, Australians Ben O'Connor, Caden Groves and Jay Vine have all finished the Vuelta a España on the podium as Slovenia's Primoz Roglic sealed a record-equaling fourth title. O'Connor earned his first Grand Tour podium place after finishing second at the end of the race of his life. Groves, who won three stages, claimed the green jersey for the second year running and Vine the polka dot jersey as King of the Mountains. This meant it was the first time two Australian riders had won two standings in an edition of La Vuelta. It has happened once before in the Giro d'Italia with Cadel Evans and Matthew Lloyd. I'm Sam Dover and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.